Episode 3045, The Beginning of Wisdom.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Maybe you've enjoyed the Preakness or some family time. Maybe you're even out grilling. Yes, the weather is getting warmer, and I want your heart to get warmer. I want your relationship with God to grow closer to the beginning of wisdom. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Proverbs 9, verse 10 says this, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." We are always so quick to think we've got everything under control. After you fly the coop, you set your sights on the type of life you want to have. You build your career and interest to benefit you financially. You marry with the hopes of a home with modern windows, a partner who loves you for who you are, and then have children to expand your family. Soon you're putting away money for retirement that can't come soon enough. You are wise. However, that's not where wisdom lies. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So why are you running? Why are you trying to control absolutely everything? Why are you trying to make it your way every day? We can get stressed out so much that our focus becomes more negative than positive. And what we think we've gathered in our lifetime is wisdom. Yes, experiences bring wisdom. But is it always wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So I ask you, why are you running? Because if you really want to search out what is yours to have, God-sized dreams for you, you have to stop running. You have to stop hiding. Because if you continue to hide, if you continue to control everything, will you ever get to what God wants for you? No. That's why you cannot lead your everyday that way. If you keep doing that, soon you'll run yourself into the ground. You'll be emotionally and physically stressed. Nothing will make sense. Your body will be exhausted. What goes up must come down. Wisdom is not about what you know, but who you know. Today, may your heart be drawn to your Heavenly Father. Stay alert to His nudges. Listen to His words. Then gather your thoughts and reflect back on them. The beginning of wisdom does not come from you, but from God, who created you and made you for more. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.